Today, after witnessing the destruction caused by the massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, elected officials gathered at City Hall to call on New Yorkers to turn in any illegal firearms to the NYPD, and they introduced a gun recovery initiative which partners with the private sector. WBAI's Linda Perry was at City Hall and files this report.
At City Hall today, elected officials said there are no words to express the sorrow felt by so many from the Newtown massacre. City Council member Yadonis Rodriguez, who has a six-year-old, says the pain is unimaginable.
The least we can do today is to not only show the solidarity to the family, the prayer, but also to let everyone know that the whole nation in the world is united on this tragic moment. We as elected officials, we are here, and I started this initiative with Senator Adriana Espaillat and my other colleagues in government, because we believe that we had, as a city, to also do our part to recover any illegal weapons that we have in our street.
Rodriguez says he sees two approaches in this situation. One is having strict gun control in the nation. The other is what to do with illegal weapons.
85% of the homicide committed in our state were committed with illegal weapons that they came from another part of the nation.
Senator Adriano Espaillat proposed a gun buyback program, which would be a partnership between the public sector and the NYPD.
Many residents will be reluctant just to voluntarily come to the local precinct and hand in their 9mm to a local precinct commander. There has to be a local reverend, a leader, a community leader there, someone that will guarantee that family that there will not be any repercussions against them and that they will turn in that weapon. You know, it could be a grandma whose grandson had a weapon in a closet hidden and now she wants to turn it in. You know, let's open the doors for all those folks to come in and return these weapons.
Elected officials say there is no place for semi-automatic weapons in our society. Councilmember Robert Jackson holds a large picture of an assault rifle with four magazines. The sign reads, "Who is this meant for?" Councilmember Gail Brewer says we need good public policies which get mental health services where they are needed and get guns off the street. She says there are very few schools which have quality, culturally appropriate mental health services.
It's not clear whether this family would have taken advantage of them, but there have been hundreds of individuals with mental health challenges who are very near guns. Number one, mental health services and guns don't go together. Number two, the issue is the NRA. I have passed a couple of resolutions in support of legislation in Washington that would get guns off the street. They didn't pass, but I cannot tell you how nasty and out of fear those emails from the NRA are, with the kind of language we do not use in government or even on the streets. It is horrible. And I understand they've now taken down their website and they just don't want to be found. Well, we're going to find you, NRA. Yeah. We are going to find you, and we are going to win.
When it comes to Newtown, there's nothing that can be said. There's no words that can ease the pain.
Councilmember Jemani Williams is co-chair of the City Council's task force to combat gun violence.
I believe the only thing that we can do is try to make some change and grasp this. If we don't grasp this now, after children who went to an elementary school to learn and were slaughtered by assault weapons, I don't know what else it would take for America to fix this problem. I'm for the Gun Recovery Initiative. This is a multi-pronged approach, so anything that we can do to get guns off the street, we should. But I want to make sure that it's good police work that does that, and not police work that's causing rifts in the communities, because we need those same communities to let us know where those weapons are.
Williams says gun control plays a huge role. Gun safety laws need to be enacted on the federal level.
President Obama gave some nice speeches. I was glad to hear it. It's now time to back that up with some action, and Congress as well. I hope no elected official that doesn't plan to do something says anything. If your only plan is to come up in front of a camera and shut up and sit down now, we want people who are going to step up for the cameras and going to step up when it's time to take this on.
The Newtown tragedy does not define who we are, according to Councilmember Letitia James.
What defines us is what happened in the aftermath, and that is that countless number of individuals reached out to these families, and all of us when the cried, when the president shedded a tear, that was a national tear and reflected how all of us feel. I've attended a number of vigils and wakes and was very emotional because of the 20 children who lost their lives. But, my faith, and I we're not supposed to, most politicians are not supposed to talk about a religion, but my faith teaches me that the children will lead us, and I believe that the children, as a result of their death, will lead us to reform in this country. It took children to lead us because men, and primarily men, could not get their act together.
Officials at City Hall reaffirmed their support for U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's Gun Trafficking Prevention Act, which is before the U.S. Senate, and for efforts by U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who is to introduce legislation to ban assault weapons and magazines of more than 10 rounds. The bill would crack down on illegal gun trafficking, a major issue in New York. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.